Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Hei, and we will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yosef Kimat Alai Kra Bochi. When Rabbi Yosef would learn this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says in Mishlei, V'yesh Nisva B'lai Mishpat, that somebody could succumb without any judgment. Omar, he said, Mi'ika Da Oso B'lai Zamnei, is there somebody that passes away even before his time? And as Mefarshim explained, without Rabbi Yosef crying when he learned this pasuk, we would think that we know that the Gemara says there are certain people that died even though they didn't do any averus. They died because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that all people have to die. But now that the pasuk says Yesh Nishpa B'loi Mishpat, that even without that reason, there's another reason for people to die, even for no reason, and that's why he cried. And now they want to understand why. Says the Gemara, in. There is such a circumstance. Ki hod Rabbi Barabaya, have a shchiach kabei Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis would have conversations with Rabbi Barabaya. Omalei l'shluchei. So the Malach HaMavis told Rabbi Barabaya there was once this incident. And as Tosfos says, Rabbi Barabaya lived many years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. He was in Amora. And the Malach HaMavis was telling him a story that happened at the time of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Omlei l'shluchei, he told his assistant, Zil Isli Miriam Megadlis Ser Neshaya. It's time for Miriam, who is a hair setter, to be brought. Ozel, and this assistant brought the wrong person. Ozel Isli Miriam Migdal D'Ardiki. He went and brought Miriam, who was a teacher of small children. And as the Mefarshim explained, because all the Malach HaMavis told his assistant was bring Miriam Megadla. He thought he meant the one that takes care of the hair. He actually meant the one that takes care of the children. Amalei, Ano Miriam Megadla said Neshaya Amalach. You brought the wrong one. I meant the one that takes care of the children, not the one that takes care of the hair. Amalei, Ano Miriam Megadla said Neshaya Amalach. You brought the wrong one. Amalach, Yehocha Hadras. He said, okay, I'll return her if I made a mistake. Amalei, Hoyol Vaisisa Lahavim Minyona. Once you brought her, she has to be in the count. There's a count to how many neshamas leave the world every day. Elahecha yichotle. The question is, if she wasn't supposed to die, what happened? It says the Gemara, have a Nikita Mesara Biyodeh. She was holding a poker in her hand. Have a Koshagra. And she was poking the fire. Umechaya Tanura. And she was stoking the flames of the oven. Shakasov and Achasa Gabba the Karen. By accident, she put this hat poker on her foot. Katcha, she burnt herself, Visra Mazla, and that she became susceptible, Vaisisa, and that's how she died. In other words, it wasn't such a serious illness, but given that the Malach HaMavis, coupled with the circumstances, she passed away. I saw Machlokes Rishonim, what happened with the one that was supposed to die? Did she actually die or not? The wrong one certainly died. What about the right one? Machlokes Rishonim. Some say she died because it was a time to die. Others say that she was spared. Amalei Bibi Baya. Islechu Rishus Lemevet Hachi. Do you have right to do this? Take away a person before the time? Amalei Veloi. Don't we have the right? Ksiv. As we began the shir, the pasuk says, V'yesh Nishpe Beloi Mishpat. That a person could succumb without judgment. Amalei, so Rabibi asked them, but there's another pasuk that says, Dar Holech V'Dar Bo, that everything's with an exact cheshbin when this generation comes and the next generation goes. Amalei, the Rina Lo Ano, I keep these neshamis not in the Olam Ha'emis, Ad Molele L'Dara, until the time for them to pass comes, for Hadam Hashmilem L'Duma. That means that, so to speak, that these neshamas that left the world early aren't put to Duma. Duma is the person that's in charge of all the neshamas. They're left in this world until their time to really have left the world comes. Farshim explained, that's what we say in Halal, Lo hamesim yahalu ka, v'loi ka yardei Duma. There are two concepts. There's a concept of mesim, people that die, but they aren't yet in the hands of Duma. And then there's Duma, the people whose time to leave the world comes, for like Kayarde Duma. Omle, Soif Soif, Shanya Mai Avdis. What do you do with those missing years? Everybody is given an amount of years that they're supposed to live. And this person was taken away earlier. Those years have to go somewhere. Omer, i'ikat suvim rabbonin, the mavi b'milei, if there's a tzaddik, there's a Talmud Chacham, who also has a very fine disposition, m'sifnele, we give those years to him. V'havi chalufei. And there instead of the years that are missing from the person that died early. So Mepharshim explain why is it given to such a Talmud Chacham. So this person leaves the world early. Those years are missing years. So Mepharshim explained that Dafnik is given to a Talmud Chacham that spends his years with Torah and Avodah, and the schus of those years is credited to the person who died early. That's why it has to be a Talmud Chacham who's a mavi b'milei, he's a forgiving person. Because this person, this Talmud Chacham, spent the time learning, davening, and now he's not going to get credit. He's going to have to share the credit with someone else. Only a person who has that midah is the right person to be given those extra years. I saw another pshat from the Gra. The Gra says an interesting pshat. He says that it's not the derech, it's not the way of a Malach HaMavis to give people extra years. And here the Malach HaMavis is giving people extra years. So he says, the Gemara says that kivin sh'over roish noisav shel adam, once a person spend most of his life without doing an aveira, shavan achaita, we don't have to worry he's going to do aveiras. So let's say this Talmud Chacham was supposed to live 80 years. And he's already over 40 years, and he didn't do aveiras. So the Malach HaMavis is very upset about this person. He's not going to be doing aveiras. So Dafka gives him extra years, so he shouldn't reach yet half of his lifespan, that maybe he could still get him to do aveiras before he reaches majority of his years. Rabbi Yochanan kimata lahai kra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan learned this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says in Eiv, v'tisaseini boi levaloi chinam. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says regarding Eiv that he was seduced to test Eiv for no reason. Farshim asked, Eiv was one of the people, Rashi says, that Paroi asked what should he do with the Jews, and Eiv ran away, so he was deserving of punishment. So why was it chinam? So some say that he didn't deserve such a serious punishment like we know Eiv underwent. Others say there were more than one Eiv. The Eiv that was by Paroi is not the Eiv in Sefer Eiv. So Farshim asked, why did Eiv Taka have such a serious punishment, such a serious test? They lost all his children and his fortune. So I saw an interesting pshat. We know that when Klai Yisrael came to Yamsuf, the Malachim said, Halolo Evdei Vadezara, Halolo Evdei Vadezara. And the Malachim did not want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do a miracle for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and told the Malach HaMavis, the Yetzirah, the Satan, is all the same. You go be busy with Eiv. And while he was busy with Eiv, Klai Yisrael went through the Yam. Evet Shirabi Masisinloi. Or ever that is under such a serious attack, he's seduced by his master. Vinissas, Takana Yeshloi, does he have any hope? Rabbi Yochanan came out to the high car brocha. Kayim bekadoisha lo yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even have faith in the holy people. So he said, Ibekadoisha lo yamin, if people who are so holy cannot be counted on, b'man yamin, who should HaKadosh Baruch Hu count on? So he had this difficulty. Said, until the following incident happened. One day he was walking on the road. He saw this person that was packing up figs. He left on the side the figs that had ripened. And he took the figs that were not yet ripe. Wouldn't it make more sense to take the ripened figs? I'm going on a trip. Hani natrin, the figs that are not yet ripe, will stay and not get spoiled. For hani, but the ones that are already ripe, and I need it for a while, will not stay, loy natrin, they'll get spoiled. Amahani diksiv, heim b'kadoshiv lo yamin. That's pshat, what the pasuk says, he doesn't trust the people that are holy. What does that mean? So the Mepharshim explained, life in this world, in Olam Hazeh, is a trip. So a person who is a tzaddik, learn Torah, Yerushimayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him away before he undergoes the rigors of the trip of Olam Hazeh. So he should leave before he has any nisyonis. A person who's anyway not a tzaddik, that person HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he could go through a trip. He's anyway not a ripened fig. Ask the Gemara. Says the Ma'ani, Vahu Talmid Adavi Vishavusad Reb Alexandri. There was a Talmud Chacham that lived in the neighborhood of Reb Zandri. Vishochav Ad Zutar, and he passed away when he was young. Vomer, Iboy Hai Mirabona Havachai. If he wanted, if he would have acted properly, he would have had a long life. Ask the Gemara Vim Isaf, now we're explaining. The Talmud Chacham had taken away young, Dilma Hei Kadoshim La Yamin Hava. Maybe he was a Talmud Chacham and he was taken away young, like we just explained, that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away young Talmud Chachamim. Says the Gemara, he knew that he wasn't in that Madrega. He knew that this Talmud Chacham, even though he was a Talmud Chacham, rebelled against his Rebbe. That's not considered Kedoshav. So saw Gaval the Gevart from the Klaus Megareba. Klaus Megareba says, look at this Gemara. Here this person was a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara calls him a Talmud Chacham. Just because he didn't have the right Derech Eretz for his Rebbe, he passed away young. Says the Klaus Megareba, and what's going to be with the Talmud Chacham? Besides that he's a Talmud Chacham, also has Kavod Talmidei Chachamim. What wonderful, wonderful schar is in store for such a person. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaik Rabachi. Rabbi Yochanan would learn this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says in Malachi, V'karafti Aleich L'mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will judge you quickly. V'yisi Eid B'maher, I'm going to say quick testimony, B'machashvim, people who do kishir, B'manafim, people who do adultery, U'b'nishbam L'sheker, people who swear falsely, U'b'oishke Shkai Sochir, and people who withhold wages. Says the Gemara, Eved Shirabai Mekarav L'doinai, an Eved who's so quickly judged, U'mahar L'idai, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says testimony in him. Takana Yeshlai, does he have any hope? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. Oilanu, let's learn this pasuk. And this is the way the Masha explains the Gemara. Oilanu sheshokalon akosuf kalas kechamuris. So Masha says that the pasuk here is not speaking about one individual. It's talking about different individuals. You have people who did the biggest averis, mechashvim and menafim. And then you have people who did lesser averis, oishke sheasacher. Yet the Torah, the pasuk compares all of them. Every balaveira is going to have to be concerned. Masil Shisharim has a different approach. He's saying, he says, one would think that if somebody did very grave averis, so when he leaves this world and he comes to the next world for the din v'cheshbon, at least they'll be look at the big averis and they'll ignore the small averis. Says the Gemara, every avera will be taken under consideration. Amar Esh Lakish, Kolamat Adina Shel Ger, whoever doesn't treat the judgment of a Ger properly, Kilamat Adina Shel Mala. It's as if he perverted the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Pasuk there says, Umatei Ger, Umatei, it's as if he perverted my judgment, Ksif. So Mepharshim ask, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says, that if there's a Din Torah between two individuals, and the Dayanim paskin incorrectly, and make Reuven pay Shimon when he didn't have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to then make sure that Reuven gets the money back that he lost unfairly. So if that's the case, asked the Mepharshim, that's the din by every individual. What's unique by a ger? So I saw three pshatim. One pshat is that by a ger, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the ger gets back what he was supposed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a defendant. It's as if he's the defendant in the case. Another pshat is, let's say there's a din Torah between two individuals, and the Bezdin paskins incorrectly that Reuven is supposed to pay Shimon when he doesn't have to. But for whatever reason, Reuven never ends up paying Shimon. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything. But in a Ger's case, even if the Bezdin paskins incorrectly, but the Ger never ended up paying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already takes and defends the case of the Ger. And then I saw a third pshat. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why were we put into Golus? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Golus? Kadesh Yitoisu Geirim L'Yisrael. There's a certain number of neshamas that have to come into Klal Yisrael before Mashiach comes. And there's certain neshamas that are not by Klal Yisrael, the Geirim. But if a Geir is not treated well, people are not going to want to become Geirim. So the Gemara is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes so seriously if Geirim are not treated properly, because then there won't be other people that will want to be Geirim, and those neshamas will be missing from Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Chanina Rapapa, Kol Oysa Dover, whoever does something, Umascharet Boy, and regrets what he did, Moichel Olay Miyad, he's immediately forgiven. Shnema V'lo Yirani, he doesn't fear me. Hayirani, Moichel Olay Miyad, if he fears me, he right away is forgiven. So Tosfos points out, here it says, that one is forgiven as soon as he does tshuva. And the Rishonim say it has to be tshuva that he realizes who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's not a tshuva that he just does because he's fearing punishment. Others say, mescharet boy, like the Rambam says, he's put into the exact same circumstances that he did the Aveira originally, and he doesn't do the Aveira again. But the bottom line is that here it says that he could get a mechila right away. We know, we learned the Gemara Masechta Yuma that discusses that even when one does tshuva, he has to wait for Yom Kippur. So Taisha says, it's a machlaikis, and perhaps our Gemara is only going according to the Mandomer, Masechta Yuma, that tshuva works immediately. However, the other Rishonim I saw that learned that tshuva on this Aveira of Oishik Sra Sochir, of holding back wages, works immediately. First of all, because it's a laugh shame by Maisa. Holding back wages, you didn't do it actively in Aveira. And secondly, it's an Aveira that you could easily correct. Just give the wages. That's why maybe everybody will agree that this Aveira immediately can be forgiven. But the Mefarshim point out, it's not just enough that you should do tshuva to Hashem. You also have to do tshuva to the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, the person who you wronged by not giving him the tshuva. Mefarshim also say, umescharet boy. When one does tshuva, it has to be boy. It has to reach the depths of your heart that you should never do it again. Rabbi Yochanan Kimata L'Hai Krabachi. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Kes kol ma'asa l'kim yovah b'mishpat ha'kol nemen. Evid, sh'rabbi shokalai shkogas kuzdoinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats averis that one does b'mezid as in b'shogi the same way. T'karna yeshloi, or does he have any hope? So Farshim asks, what is taka pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats shogi k'mezid? So Farshim says, there's certain shogigs that are karva mezid, very close to mezid. Another pshat that I saw is, what is shogeg? If one would have learned, he wouldn't have come to do an aveira. So shogeg is not so innocent. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the shogeg so seriously. Ramey Shapiro, when he used to learn this Gemara, says, Evet Shirabba Shokulay Shkogitz Kizdoinos didn't learn a takana yeshloi, does he have any hope? Takana yeshloi, that's the takana. A person can do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the tshuva. The pasuk continues, I'll call Nelam, everything that's hidden. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Zahar Kina Befnei Chaveroi, somebody kills, he has lice in his clothing, and he kills a lice in front of his colleague, V'nimaspa. V'shmul Amar Zahar Roik Befnei Chaveroi, somebody expels saliva in front of his Chaveroi V'nimaspa. So as the Masha explains, somebody killing a louse, why do you have to do it in front of other people? Go private. But saliva comes, I didn't choose. Still, a person should take into consideration how people around him will feel when he expels that saliva. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So there's two pshatim. One pshat is that a person does it, when a person spits, he doesn't necessarily think that he's making somebody else feel bad. That's what there's an einish for. Why don't you think that about your friend? Another pshat is, a person is supposed to do tshuva every day. Doesn't do tshuva every day, at least Erev Yom Kippur. So comes Erev Yom Kippur, a person makes a cheshvan and nefesh. But there's certain things the person doesn't even realize they should be doing tshuva on. The person doesn't realize, he doesn't think about, you know, I made my friend feel bad. And therefore he doesn't do tshuva, and that's why he'll get an einish for those averis. This Gemara I saw is used la'aloch l'maisa. The Shas of Tshuva's Karen Ladova discusses in a place where there's no Erev. And in Europe specifically, they didn't have tissues. People used to use a handkerchief. So the question is, can one tie a handkerchief around his neck? Is that called carrying? Because a scarf you usually wear around your neck. You usually don't carry a handkerchief around your neck. Can one walk out on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev in such a manner? And the Shas of Tshuva's Karen Ladovid is Mekel. And one of the reasons he says is because there's really no area that's Rishus Rabban D'Oraisa. And another story says is, here our Gemara teaches us how careful we have to be about someone else. So having a handkerchief is covered abriest, and one has to expel something from his body. He should have where to expel it into. That's why he says one could be Mekel. There were a lot of Paiskim that were more Machmer. There's an interesting shail what the Chazon Ish held. Nowadays it's harder to be Mekel because nowadays no one, you hardly ever see anyone walking around with a handkerchief around the neck. So it's probably more of a Derech Hatzal. Amri Mayim Toivim Ra, the Pasuk says in good and bad. Amri Debei Rabbi Yannis. Now the Gemara is going to give us a number of examples where something looks like it's good, but it's not really so good. One example is that nice and stuck on him before us here. Somebody gives stuck to a poor person in public. He saw an individual. The koyav zuzi lo ani befresya. He gave stocker to a poor person in public. Amle mutav de la yavisle. It would have been better that you not given to him. Mahash to the yavisle v'ksafte. Now that you gave it to him and you embarrassed him. But the Paiskim say it's only when a person doesn't ask for stocker. But if a person goes around asking for stocker, there's nothing wrong when you give it to him publicly. The rare of Shale Amre. Zan noisen stocker l'isha b'seisar. Somebody gives stocker to a woman in a secluded way, the kamais ledech shada, and brings up people should accuse, how did she get the money? So the question is, why are we only worried about the woman, not about the man, that people are going to accuse that she got the money for doing an immoral act? So some say, shad is, the Sefer Chassidim says it's not only the woman, it's the man also. But others say like this, there's a woman who everybody in the neighborhood knows is very poor. And all of a sudden, one day, they see she has money. And they know she didn't inherit any money. They know she didn't get any job. So where she have the money? They start accusing her that she must have done something improper. So on one hand, it's a good thing. You're giving her tzedakah. But it also, it causes her to have a bad reputation. Somebody sends meat to his wife right before Shabbos that wasn't menukah. They didn't take off the gidim and the dam. The gidim and the chalif. So it's a good thing, you're sending meat to cover Shabbos. But it's a bad thing because in the rush and the pressure before Shabbos, she may serve it and it's not permissible to eat. Ask the Gemara, Rav Meshaga. Rav has sent such meat to his home. Says the Gemara, Shani Basav Chizda, the Kimla Begavei the Bekiya. We know she was an expert to know if the meat wasn't getrabert. So she saw the meat not getrabert, she knew that you can't serve this meat. And she was also, the Mepharsh explained, extremely honest. She wouldn't allow the pressure of needing meat for Shabbos to let us serve something which wasn't permissible. But other people aren't that expert, and moreover, aren't that honest, and they may serve that meat, which is not kosher in Shabbos. So you think it's a good thing, it's not a good thing. Mepharshim asks, why are we only concerned about meat that's not getrabert? Why are we not worried about meat that's not salted? So Mepharshim say, in those days, it was the job of a Jewish woman to salt the meat. So every Jewish woman knew if the meat wasn't salted, and it was her responsibility. Trabering was the man's responsibility. That's why they weren't so expert. I guess nowadays everything is the job of the hashgacha. Rav Yochanan, ki mati lahay bra krabachi. Rav Yochanan would learn this pasuk, we cry. The pasuk says, v'hayikim simtzena oisai ros rabbis v'tzaris. So as the Mashal explains, the Pasuk should have really said, Rois Vitzoris Rabbis. What does the Pasuk say, Rois Rabbis Vitzoris? So, the Ben Yoyod explains, we look at Rabbis as a punishment, many. He says it's actually not a punishment. He says, let's say somebody's supposed to have a rock fall on him. Isn't it better if it's in small pieces than in a huge boulder? Rois Rabbis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks it into smaller pieces, it should be easier for us to absorb. Eved, Shirabi Mamsalai Rabbis Vitzoris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him Rois Vitzoris, the Kone Yeshloi. Ask the Mamai Rois Vitzoris. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Rois Shinas Vitzoris Olezeh. We're going to learn Mesechta Yevamos. There's a concept of Tzoris. Two women married to the same man are called Tzoris because they usually don't get along. Here too, a person gets punishments that contradict each other. And what does that mean? He goes Zvura Vakrabo. So the way Rashi and Tosfos explain, Zibura means a wasp bite. A crab means a scorpion bite. For a scorpion bite, it's good to drink hot liquids. For a wasp bite, it's good to drink cold liquids. This person that was bit by both, whatever he does is no good. That's Tzoris Rabbis. Another pshat that I saw from the Chassam Sofer is that a person can only daven for one thing at a time. If the person has two tzoris, he doesn't know what to daven for. The Yisach Maisha, however, explains the Gemara differently. He explains the Gemara life is not always easy. So he says, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's not just the, but so if a person has difficult times, it's not a raya that is that the tzoros that he's undergoing are going to bring him kaparos avoinos. But if a person has tzoros that are so extraordinary, it's a raya that they specifically were brought from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have kaparos avoinos. A person that has these type of tzoros that contradict each other, it's an extraordinary situation, Mamtzilo, he should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking about him, and he will overcome the tzoros and come out better with mechilas avoinus from it. It's someone who gives money to a poor person when he's pressed for it. There is no money to give this person to buy wheat, but he has money when he's very pressed. So Rashi explains that this is Gemara is going back to what we spoke about before, how something can be good and bad at the same time. You give money to the poor person, says Rashi, but you give it to him when it's already too late. Tysus is bothered with Rashi's approach, because he says, why did Gemara mix in the middle? Ros, Rabbis, Vitzoris. So he says, sometimes giving a poor person tzedaka is bad. What's the example? Tysus says, let's say somebody has to pay taxes. So in those days, I guess there wasn't a firm tax rate. They evaluated your financial situation. So you have a person who's poor, and he has to pay taxes. So if we didn't give him any tzedakah, the government would see that he has no money, and they would give him a break. So you'd have to give him tzedakah right before then, so he doesn't even get a break. That's tzoros rabbis v'tzoros, that he has to pay taxes, and he can't even get a break. Another pshat is, the Gemara in many places in Shas discusses at what point is somebody considered an Ani. The Gemara usually says somebody that has the less than 200 zuz is considered an Ani. So you go and you give him a dollar. He has $199 and you give him a dollar. So now he's not an Ani, but he still only has 200 zuz. That's Tzoros Rabbis for Royce. The Pasuk says, V'chari api boy bayoyim, v'zaftim v'starti ponim ahem. So, Posh Pshat in the Gemara, we know that Kaddish Baruch Hu, we just said it in Duchanin, Yisa Hashem Panav Elechem. But sometimes there's a time of Hest upon him, that we don't have that good face of Hashem. Enemahem. We should know that that's part of being part of Klai Yisrael, that we have sometimes tough times. Sometimes that we're punished. Enemahem. So, I saw a beautiful Pshat from the Sefer Ein Habonim Smecha. He says like this, Kol she'ena behest upon him. If you see a person that doesn't care about his fellow Jew, if you see a person that doesn't worry, that he doesn't worry, will my brother the Jew have what to eat? Ena mehem, that's not a Jew. What's the definition of a Jew? He's worried about, does my brother have what to eat? Behest upon him, does my brother have tzoros? Do I think about him when he has tzoros? That's the mark of a Jew. Amar Rabbanan L'Rava, Ma Loi Behest upon him Isa. The Rabbanan said to Rava, you have good times. There's no Hest upon him. It was Tarva G'dul V'mok Mechad. Amar the Rava told the Rabbanan, Mi Yedisa Kam Mishadarna B'tzina B'Shvar Malka. Do you know how much I have to send quietly to the government to stay away from me? However, says the Gemara, difficult Gemara, I feel like Yov Be Rabbanan Inayu. Since Rabbanan gave him an Ayin Hara, at the Hochi, Shadda the Beishvar Malka, the king sent him a message, for Gabu, and they took from him, the Mafshar Farshim explained, even the clothing on his back. Omer Haina de Tanya, this is what we learned in the Brisa, Omer of Shimon Gamliel, Kamakam Shinosnu Chacham Veineim, wherever Chazal put their eyes, Aimisa Ayani, they come to terrible tsaris. And here they had terrible tsaris because the Chachamim looked at him. So, why? So Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says, Orech yom v'minoi, v'smoy le'oyshe v'chovid. Tamid ha-chachomim have the power over Orech yom, over life, and they have the power over oyshe v'chovid. And if they think that a person shouldn't have it, that person could lose it. And I think I once said pshat, the Pasuk says by Eliezer, that when Eliezer wanted to take Rivka back to Yitzchak, Pesul and Lovin started hesitating. So what does Eliezer tell them? Either let me take her, or the Efna Yiminai Shmaila. I'll turn to the right or to the left. So Mefarshim ask, what's he telling them? So go! What are you telling them? Eliezer was a Talmud Chacham. It was called Domestic Eliezer. Doilu Mashka, Vitayus Rabbi. So he told them, if you won't do what I want, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Vefni Yamin, I could look to the right. Oiruch Yamim Yiminai, I could cause you to lose your life. A Smaila, I could look at the Oishiv Chavid. So do what I say, otherwise I could cause you Tsaris, as Al Gemara indicates. The Pasuk says, for Noichi has to ask the Panim B'Yamahu. Amar Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afpi Shistati Panim Ahem, even though it looks like a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't revealing himself to us, B'Chaloyim Adababai. We still have people that see the Shechina in the Chaloyim. Rav Yosef Amar Yodin Atuya Aleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu still protects us. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, U'Bitzel Yodai Kisisicha, I covered you with my hand. Rav Shua ben Hananya have a koi bei keser. Rav Shua ben Hananya was standing in the home of the king. And as Mefarshim explained, they tried not to speak in the king, in the emperor's home, not to make noise, not to disturb him. So they used to speak with remozim, just with high, so we speak with sign language. And the Shem Shmuel says we find this in the Shira. It says, Zeh keli vanveyu. They didn't express it, they just pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achvalayahu apikaris, so it was an apikaris that showed him with his hand. Amada hedrin mola ape minei. You are a nation that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned away from you. Achvalay, so Rabbi Yeshua responded with his hand. Yodin atuya aleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still protecting us. Amalei kesel Rabbi Yeshua. So the emperor asked Rabbi Yeshua, my achvalach, what was the apikaris showing you? So he said what he was trying to tell me was, amada hedrin mola ape minei. That your nation, that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned his face away from. And I responded, Yodin Atuya Aleinu, he's still protecting us. So then the king asked Apikiris, my Achvalei, what did you mean to show him? So he said, I meant to show them that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned his face away from Klal Yisrael. Or my Achvalach. And what did Rabbi Shua respond? So he says, Lo Yadan, I don't understand. Says the emperor to this Apikiris, Amra, a person that doesn't understand the signs that are shown to him, Yahweh Kamimalka, should act with sign. Who could talk that way in front of a king? Somebody understands what he's doing. You don't know what you're doing. They took the apikaris and killed him. As Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was about to leave the world, you have this ability to debate and prevail over the apikarsim. But what's going to be when you leave the world? Omlei, of the eitzim ibonim, the srucha chachmasam. When the children lose how to know how to live, nisrucha chachmasam. So explain, kivish of the eitzim ibonim, the power of the goyim over us is equal to our status. Kivish of the eitzim ibonim, nisrucha chachmasam. The status of the goyim depends on us. If we haven't got the power, neither do they do. Vibay say Mahacha, Esav told Yaakov, V'yoyman nusav anechel nagdecha, we'll go Zulu Mazil, we'll be on the same footing. Rabbi Elah was solid bedarga de Rabbi Bashela. Rabbi Elah was climbing up the steps of the yeshiva Rabbi Bashela. Shamala yinukad avakakari. He heard the young Talmidim learning. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though they didn't have regular steps, they had a ladder. So when one climbs up a ladder, he has to concentrate, not to fall. He was so interested in learning, he was listening to what they were saying and not concentrating on the steps. So he said, the Pasuk says in Amos, Kine Yotza Horim, Uvere Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mountains, the winds, Umagid La'odam HaSichai. Oma, Evet Shrabim La'agid Lo'im HaSichai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell us what we spoke, Takona Yeshloi, do we have any hope? If we're going to have such a strong din v'cheshbon. So Mefarshim asked, this must have been a pasuk that Rav Eila had learned before. What was new in this pasuk that he heard? So Mefarshim say that he always read the pasuk as it says, U'magid l'adam asichai. This Talmud said it over, Magid l'adam asichai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not will tell, but tells us every day what we say. That's what scared him. So Mefarshim say, from here we see the power of speech. The Pasuk puts in one Pasuk, Masichoi, what we speak, together with Yotzer Har Mavari Ruach. Mountains, The world is created with the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Pasuk, don't believe that the speech of a person is any less significant. My masichoy, as the Mashal explains, ma means even something that's insignificant. What does that mean? Omer Rav, afilu sicha yisera shbein ish l'ishtoy. Even when a husband and wife speak something which is superfluous, magidim loy l'odim shas misa, will be told over to the person when he passes away. In other words, even that minimal speech, ask the Gemara, Aini, Gemara we learned to masech the brachas. Rav Kahana have a gunit tachas puri the Rav. Everything is Torah. So Rav Kahana laid under the bed of Rav as he was having relations with his wife to see how what the Torah requires be done under such circumstances. The Shamei, and he heard Rav the Soch v'tzochat v'asetz rochav was speaking and being affectionate with his wife, and then he did Tashmish. Omer, so Rav Kahana couldn't hold himself back. He said, "Domei pumi the Rav, command the light tomav tavshilei." It sounds like you're very anxious to have these relations, and a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to talk this kind of way. Amalei, Kahana Puk. Kahana, this is not the place for you to be. Lav Eirich Ara. So we see that Rav spoke to his wife before relations, and said, Gemara loy kasha. Kanda tzarch letzuyei, kanda loy tzarch letzuyei. Before a person has relations with his wife, they have to be on very comfortable situation with each other, because then the children that will be born from such a union will be tzaddikim. So Rav knew that his wife was a little upset with him, so he had to appease her first. If that's not the situation, it's not required. So the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "V'lim loy tishmo v'mistorim tifka nafshi v'mnei gava." Om Rav Shmuel by inyam shmei the Rav. Mokum yesh loy laKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu has u'mistorim shmei. It's called mistorim. My mibnei gava, Om Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak mibnei gavasim shal Yisrael, because of the glory of Klal Yisrael, shenitla mehem, the nitla levi kacham, that was taken away from Klal Yisrael and given to the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. Rashmuel by Nachmeni Omer, mibnei gavasim shal malchus shamayim, that the glory of Kadosh Baruch Hu is taken away. The Farshim say it's really one and the same, that when the glory of Klal Yisrael is taken away, it's the glory of Hashem, and so vice versa. Ask the Gemara, Omiyika kam, Dechia kame Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu cry? Vomer Papa, Ein Atzivus Lefene Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no depression in front of Hashem. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Hoy v'hodol lefonov, Oiz v'chedol v'kame, there's only joy. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Ha v'berati gavoy, bat v'roy. In the inner chambers, there is crying. In the outer chambers, there is no crying. And in the inner chambers, where is a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries for this? Ask the Gemara about the Roy Loy. There is no crying in the outer chambers. The Ksiv, V'yukra Hashem al Kim Tzvokis b'yamahu lebechi ulemispad ulekarcho ulach gosak. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will cry. Says the Gemara, Shani Chorban Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk is referring to the Chorban and Bayis. The Filah Malchi Shalom Baruch Hu. Everyone cries. Shnemahin Erolim Tzok Chutzar Malchi Shalom Mar Yifkoyin. They cry on the Reilim, so there's two pshatim in Reilim. Either means it's the fire that came down in the Mizbeach that looked like an Ari, it was in the shape of a lion. Others say it was the shape of the Beis HaMikdash was like a lion, wide in the front and narrow in the back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's two pshatim. Some say it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never cries in the outside homes. It's the Malachi Sholem that normally don't cry, do cry for the Beis HaMikdash. Others say for the Churban Abayis, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer says that when we go to him and nakim over somebody, we say, Hamokim yanakim eschem. So we say, what are we saying? He says, our Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mokim, a special place, Bote Gavoi, the inner chambers, where he cries. Hamokim yanakim eschem b'soyef sha'avil tzim rishlaim. We give a bracha to the Ovel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's in that mokim, crying over the Beis HaMikdash that's destroyed, over the Tzoris, together with us, we'll all have a full Nechama. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'toma tidma v'teirit einai dima, k'nishba eida Hashem. Omer Rabbi Lazar, sholosh d'mos halalu, the Pasuk speaks about three tiers. Achas HaMikdash Rishon, one is for the first Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. Achas HaMikdash Sheni, one is for the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed. For Achas HaYisrael, Shagol HaMakayim, one is for the Klai Yisrael that went into Golos. Ikadamri, a bitl Torah. For the bitl Torah that happened. Bishlama, Lamandama Al Yisrael Shagolu, Hayadik Siv, Kinishba Eda Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying because we were taken into captivity. El Amanda Omer, a bitl Torah, my Kinishba Eda Hashem. So the Markim Shagol Yisrael, when we're not able to be at peace in our homeland, we're not able to learn. There's three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for every day. Somebody who's able to learn Torah and doesn't. Somebody who doesn't learn Torah for Isaac and learns. And somebody who's a leader and is hold himself arrogant. So Mefarshim all ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry for somebody who doesn't learn Torah for Isaac and learns? It's gevaldik. Somebody in that situation is gevaldik. He's learning Torah, even though it's difficult for him to learn. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry? So Mashal explains shots like this. Al-Shi'ef shall ask b'Torah means the person is not learning Torah. You know why? Because for Isaac, he's busy with other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, why are you busy with other things where you could be learning? Another pshat that I saw is Esek HaTorah means somebody says Pilpulim, somebody says Pshatim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, you haven't learned up Shas. You haven't learned up Paiskim. What are you saying, Divrei Torah? First you're supposed to learn up Shas. And then afterwards, what do you call it, you could say Divrei Torah. You have to know your position. Another pshat that I saw, a beautiful pshat. There's a time and a place, the vision of Sri Rebbe says this pshat, Emer Chaim. There's a time and a place for everything. Al she'ev shalasik b'tayra, a person, ev shalasik b'tayra, a person, again, let's read the words. Al she'ev shalasik b'tayra v'oisik. Let's say it's Purim. So a person, he says, on Purim, who's a wealthy person, is supposed to be sitting by his table giving tzedakah. All of a sudden, this person decides to be a malah, to be a tzaddik. He's going to sit and learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that from that person. That person is supposed to be giving tzedakah. You have to know your time and your place for everything. And I saw a beautiful pshat along the same lines. The Torah uses the word ish twice, referring to a malach. One is by the malach that met Yosef, that was lost, v'sayi b'derech, and Rashi says that was Gavriel. And another time we find that the malach that came to find Yaakov is called an ish. We say it's the Sar Shel Esav. It's the Malach of Esav. Pasuk uses the same word Ish. Why is this Malach called Esav and this one called Gavriel? So he says, look, let's look at the difference. The Malach that took care of Yosef, what happened? Yosef is lost. The Malach doesn't say, I'm a Malach. I'm going to be worried about him lost. The Malach says, how can I help you? What did the Malach of Esav do? Yaakov needs a bracha. And he says, no, I can't give brachas. I have to go learn now. The time came to Shira. What's the taich of a real malach? He knows when it's the time to learn, he knows when it's the time to daven, and he knows when it's the time to help another Jew.